Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829-623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and I thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we can enter into your homes, your cars, and share the living Word of God with you. Even if you're listening through the World Wide Web, we just be glad that we can share the living Word of God with you. Remember, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word, I just want to take time off to share some basic information with you about ourselves. I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministries, and we are temporarily located at the Radisson Hotel. We are using the San Fernando room on the first floor, and our services are every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Not only that, but soon we will be back in our old location, so we're looking forward to having you come back to the old location. But we're still temporarily located in the Radisson Hotel on the first floor, and the services are 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you would like to connect with us, you can call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829, and somebody would be there to connect with you. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web. You can visit our webpage. It's fogwm.org, and you can learn a whole lot about the ministry. I also want to take this time out to invite you also to a next local church. You know, you enjoying the ministry over the air and you're looking for a local church and you live in the California Coover area, then you can check out Pastor Lewis. His name of the church is a Temple of Grace in California Coover, and their services are every Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So check them out. You can call them at 689-3637. So check out Temple of Grace in California, Coover. Amen. All right. Now, we want to get into the study that we have been on for the past few days, weeks, I should say. We began a study on the subject, Am I Exercising Real Faith? And it's a question we are answering. And the question came about because 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Which means if I'm walking by faith, I should not be walking by sight. And if I'm walking by sight, it means I'm not walking by faith. But we cannot be doing the both together. However, how do you and I know if we're really walking by faith and not walking by sight? Well, in order to know that, you have to understand that there are two kinds of faith. You have to understand that there are two kinds of unbelief. You have to understand that there are two kinds of truth. So there are two kinds of truth, there are two kinds of faith, and there are two kinds of unbelief. And your understanding of what are the two kinds of truth, your understanding of what are the two kinds of faith, your understanding of what are the two kinds of unbelief will then put you in a place where you can answer the question by saying, yes, I am exercising real faith. So we began our study looking at different kinds of truth. We established, number one, that there is what is called sense knowledge truth, which is truth based on what our physical senses tell us. Then there is revelation truth. We established that revelation truth is truth that is revealed to you and I from God's Word. Jesus said in John 17 and verse 17, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So there are two kinds of truth. Now, what we have to learn to do is to understand that if we are going to walk by sense, knowledge, truth, it means we are walking by sight. And if we walk by revelation, truth, it means we are walking by faith. But at times, that is challenged. So how do I balance when to walk by sense, knowledge, truth, and when not to walk by sense, knowledge, truth? Well, it is okay to walk by sense, knowledge, truth, as long as sense, knowledge, truth does not contradict revelation or Bible truth. And let me say that again. It's okay to walk by sense, knowledge, truth, as long as it, sense, knowledge, truth, does not contradict Bible or revelation truth. And we'll use many examples. We use healing, we use finances and giving and so forth. Now, I want to step into the second part of the study, which is the two kinds of faith. I need to understand that there are two kinds of faith, and I need to contrast between the two, and that will put me in a better place to answer the question, am I walking by faith or am I walking by sight? Now, in order to understand the two kinds of truth, those of you who are right, you can write this down. Two kinds of truth. You have the Thomas kind of You have the Thomas kind of faith, and you have the Abraham kind of faith. Okay. So what's the difference between the Thomas kind of faith and the Abraham kind of faith? The Thomas kind of faith is one that walks by sight. The Abraham kind of faith is the one that walks by faith. So, but I need some more, we need some more information on both so we can better understand what it means to walk by faith and not by sight. And then I can successfully answer that question. Yes, I am exercising real faith. So let's look at the Thomas kind of faith. The Thomas kind, here it is a natural human kind of faith or head faith. It is based solemnly on physical evidence. Let me say this again. The Thomas kind of faith is a natural human kind of faith or head faith, and it is based primarily on physical evidence in that it is not based on revelation truth. It is based purely on physical truth, things that you can see, feel, hear, and touch. Now, I'm going to give you an illustration as to why this is called the Thomas kind of faith. We'll pick up a story about Thomas in the book of John, chapter 20, and we will begin from, let's see where I want to begin from. Do I want to begin from verse 19? Let's begin from verse 19. It may be pretty long, but it will take us to our destination, all right? So the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 19, it says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you." Now here's the picture. The disciples are in a room. The doors are shut in the room. And they were there assembled because they were afraid of the Jews. Jesus had died and rose again, and the Jews were looking for his disciples, so they went to hide, okay? And while hiding in this room, the Bible said Jesus came and stood in the midst of them. So Jesus didn't open any door and walk in. He just came in the midst of them. And hence his first words to them was, "Peace be unto you." Why? Because they were scared. They were already frightened. Now we're picking it up in verse 20. "And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side." Now watch this. Underline this in your Bible. "He showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sin ye remit," watch this, "they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sin you retain, they are retained." Now, we're going into verse 24. Verse 24 says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus was not with them when Jesus came. So which means because he was not with them, he didn't see Jesus' hands, nor did he see Jesus' side, okay? But let's continue now, verse 25. It said, the other disciples who saw Jesus came in the midst and were frightened, and he had to say, peace be unto them, who saw Jesus' hands, who saw Jesus' side. These other disciples said unto him, Thomas, who didn't see that, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hands into his side. Now watch what Thomas said. I will not believe. So this is why we call this the Thomas kind of faith, because Thomas is saying, unless physical evidence is given to me, I will not believe. Pick it up in verse 26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus. Now watch this. Thomas stayed in that I will not believe mentality for 8 days. It says, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, not to them, but to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. Why did he tell Thomas that? Because Thomas said, unless I can see his hands and put my hand into the side, I will not believe. So when he arrived, he said, Thomas, behold my hand. Reach your hands now and put it into my and toss it into my side. And when you do that, be not faithless, but believing. Now, what he was telling Thomas here is this, Thomas, you want to see to believe. I'm giving you physical evidence so that you can see and believe. Now, watch verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Now, what's the difference? What is this about Thomas' faith? Thomas' faith is what you call faith that operates through the senses. If you are where you are today in your walk with God and things are happening around you and you do not want to believe that God is working on your situation until you could see things change, then you are walking in the Thomas kind of faith. The Thomas kind of faith needs all the physical evidence it could get before it wills to believe. That is not Bible faith. So for me to answer the question, am I exercising real faith? I have to evaluate. Is my trust based on what I see, feel, hear, touch, and taste? If my trust in the Lord is based on the things I see, the things I hear, the things I feel, the things I touch, then I am operating in the Thomas kind of faith. Then I'm walking by sight and not by faith. Are you understanding me? Yes, listen to what Jesus said to Thomas. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. You are like Thomas. You are waiting to see in order to believe. That is not Bible faith. Bible faith believes without any physical evidence that what it believes is true. It knows that what it believes is God's word. It knows that what it believes is a revelation from God, and it stands there without any physical support. However, Thomas did not choose that path. And many of you are listening to me right now, you haven't chosen that. You haven't chosen the path that Thomas has chosen. You will not believe until you have sufficient physical evidence. And that robs you of the things of God. I have a next verse of scripture here, and it's found in John 4, verse 48. And here's what Jesus said. It says, then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Again, you're looking for something that physical that you could connect with to believe. Now, let's look at the Abraham kind. The Abraham kind of faith is a heart faith. It is faith which is based on what God has said. It is not faith that is based on what I can see. It is not faith that is based on what I can hear, taste, and touch. It is faith that is based on what God has said. So the difference between the Thomas kind faith and the Abraham kind faith is that Abraham kind faith worked from this perspective. It operates where you can, how to put it, where you can only believe God when things look like it's working. Whereas the Abraham kind operate from this perspective, it only believes God when there is no physical evidence that what it is believing God to do and standing on is true and is working. So the Abraham kind of faith. Now, Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 21, begin to give us some insight into the Abraham type of faith. Romans 4, verse 17 says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." So the Abraham kind of faith is revealed to us in Romans 4 from verse 17 to verses 21. And in dealing with that, we're going to look at four things Abraham paid attention to in order for him to walk by faith and not by sight, in order for him to answer the question, am I exercising real faith? So number one, the first thing we observe is found in Romans 4 and verse 18. You see, here's what it says. It said this about Abraham, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now watch this. His first step to walking by faith. Okay, you're watching the difference between Abraham and Thomas. Abraham said, Romans 4 verse 18 said, who against hope believed in hope. Now that's a strong statement. What does it mean to against hope, believed in hope? What it means is this: you are in a situation and naturally the situation look hopeless. However, against that hopeless situation, you're going to hope. Well, if you're in the natural, everything look hopeless, what is going to give you hope that against the hopeless situation, you could begin to hope? It says, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, according to that which was spoken. I submit to you, what was spoken to Abraham caused him to hope against hope. And that's one of the differences between Abraham kind faith and the Thomas kind of faith. When the disciples told Thomas that they saw the Lord, Thomas said, unless I see. Thomas did not go by the testimony of the disciple. He went by the testimony of his senses. Well, when Abraham, who against hope believed in hope, what he did is that he didn't go by the testimony of his senses. He went by the testimony of what God has said. It says, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And there's a portion of scripture that I want to see. Let me see if I could find it. Because I normally say that faith doesn't just come by hearing the word of God. I like to put it this way. I really believe hope comes first then faith after. You see, faith comes by hearing God's word, but I really think that sometimes what the word of God does is give us what I call hope, then gives us faith. Okay, and here's why. Look at Psalm 119, verse 49. It says, "Remember the word unto thy servant." Now watch this. "Upon which thou hast caused me to hope." Verse 50. Psalm 119, let me read it again, verse 49 into 50. Here's what the psalmist David is telling the Lord. "Remember your word unto your servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope." He says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has quickened me." Let's go back over again. "Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope." Verse 50, "This is my comfort in my affliction." What is his comfort in his affliction? The word that he gave, that God gave to his servant, that caused him to hope. He says, "For thy word has quickened me." It has made me come alive so that against hope, I can believe in hope. And that's a powerful, that's a powerful, powerful verse of scripture. And that is what made Abraham begin the concept of exercising real faith and walking by faith and not walking by his senses. It simply means that he began to exercise faith by paying attention to what God has said. See, the second thing we want to pay attention to, and I'm looking at my time, so I may have to close off on this second one, is this. He did not consider his own body. Look at it. Romans 4, verse 19. It says, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead." Now watch this. There's a word there. There are two words there that I want to remove from this verse. And well, it's actually one word, but it's repeated. Now, I was taught in Bible school, when you're studying the Bible, pay attention to words that are repeated in a verse. And in this verse, there are two words that are repeated in the verse, and it's the word "not." And I want to remove them out of the verse and paraphrase. So give me a chance to paraphrase. I'm not changing the Bible. I'm just paraphrasing, all right? I'm removing the word "not." It says, "And being not," we're going to remove that. "He considered not," we're going to remove that. And when we remove it, we're going to read it. And here's how it's sung. It says, "And being weak in faith, he considered his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Wow. "And the deadness of Sarah's womb." So you see, when you take the word "not," how this verse totally changed. It says, "And being weak in faith, he considered his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb." So the word "not" in there is critical, because it says, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body." Now, let's pay attention to the word "consider." The word "consider" means to think on with care, to ponder, to study, to meditate on. I'm going to say that again. I want you to get that. The word "consider" means to think on with care, to ponder, to study, to meditate on. Get that? The word "consider" means to think on with care. So he didn't think about his body from the place of it being a problem and God cannot come true. He considered not. Now let me just jump this here with you. Whenever you're going to trust God, you have to learn what to consider and what not to consider. You hearing me? Whenever you're going to trust God, you have to learn what to consider and what not to consider. You must pay attention to what you should consider and what you should not consider. Because if you're going to exercise real faith, You can consider the wrong thing and it will cause you to walk by sight and not by faith. And if you consider the right thing, it will cause you to walk by faith and not by sight. And then you'll be able to successfully answer the question, am I exercising real faith? Because it has a lot to do with what you consider. So he did not consider his own body. Now, if he's not going to consider the problem, what do you do with the problem? 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he does what? Care it for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he care it for you. So the second thing Abraham did in exercising real faith and not walking by sight is that he did not worry over the problem. Are you hearing me? If you find yourself always worrying over the problem, then you are considering the wrong thing. Amen. Now, this is really going good, but I'm running out of time and we have to stop here. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministry. You know, it has certainly been a joy sharing God's Word with you, but we're not over yet. We want you to connect with us and we want to hear from you. If you have been listening to this program, it's a tremendous blessing to you and this has ministered to you and you want someone to come into agreement with prayer with you, in prayer with you, you can call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829. Let me give you those numbers again, 623-1889 or 746-0829. Second, you have enjoyed this, you would like to hear it over and over again, check us out on our web page. Go to fogwm.org. It should be posted so that you can listen to it over and over and over and over. If when you reach on the site, it's not posted yet, don't be discouraged. Before the week is out, it will be posted so you can listen to it over and over. If you want, you can download it, put it on an MP3, put it on a CD and listen to it. It is free of charge. Go take it, enjoy it. Let the Word of God transform your life. Amen. Then we will want to give you an opportunity to sow generously into our ministry. It costs money to be on the air, and some of you faithfully give into the ministry, and we thank you so much, and we believe God with you for the corresponding return. But then there are some of you who listen, you have a heart to do it, but you haven't done it yet. I want to inspire you and motivate you to sow a generous seed. You could go to any First Citizen branch and sow a generous seed into Focus on God's Word Radio Ministry, account number 1758015. Focus on God's Word Ministry, Radio Ministry. Make sure I'm putting radio. Focus on God's Word Radio Ministry, account number 1758015. You don't even have to go in the line. You can use the fast deposit box. Amen. And we'd be glad to receive your offering. And then call us. Let us know you sow a generous seed into the ministry so that we can believe with you for your corresponding return. Remember, we are temporarily located at the Radisson Hotel. Focus on God's Word every Sunday morning, services from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We are on the first floor in the San Fernando room. So check us out and come fellowship with us. Looking forward to see you. Be blessed and be back with you next week. Stay strong.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.